Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into this week's episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host Charlotte, and this week we're going to be talking about the Beat Generation, Beat Poetry. What got me interested in this? I genuinely cannot remember. I just wrote it on the list of like things to talk about in the podcast. And I went back through that list two weeks ago. And I was like, yeah, I don't actually know that much about it. So I did some digging, obviously, because I refuse to pull anything just from my head and speak it as fact. The Beat Generation were an American social and literary movement from the 1950s that was centered around like bohemian artist communities. Think like Venice Beach and, you know, anything like bohemian, really. They referred to as beatniks. I think they referred to themselves as that in a couple of the sources I looked at. And they used a lot of style of vocabulary that they borrowed from like jazz musicians, which is really interesting, and like the interaction between those things. But a lot of beat poetry is looking at and expressing personal experience and genuine lived experiences of people. Anyway, now that I've got the background information laid out, let's get into it. So, obviously, by nature of the format, the poems I picked couldn't be too long, but I found some ones that were, like, of decent length and were fun and, like, interesting to me. So, I'm going to save all my waffling for afterwards. But this first one is Legacy by Amiri Baraka. For Blues People. In the South, sleeping against the drugstore, growling under the trucks and stoves, stumbling through and over the cluttered eyes of early mysterious night, frowning, drunk waving, moving a hand or lash, dancing, kneeling, reaching out, letting a hand rest in shadows, squatting to drink or pee, stretching to climb, pulling themselves under horses near where there was a sea, the old songs lead you to believe. Down a road where people look towards the moon or the shadows of houses, towards the song's pretended city. So, some interesting things to think about in regards to this poem. Amiri Baraka, who wrote this, originally wrote as a poet under the name Leroy Jones, which is close to the name he was given at birth. He was part of the beat movement in the 50s, and he was part of a lot of black writers' movements. He generally writes and wrote for any cause that he believed in. Now, while some of his poetry is controversial, not all of it is. He doesn't always agree with the radical politics of other people. But one of the interesting things for me, thinking coolly about the poetry itself, is that he believed that poetry was about a process of discovery rather than, you know, fulfilling traditional expectations, sticking to certain specific forms and structures. This poetry finds its inspiration in blues music, as the opening suggests. It sort of looks at the stories of these black men journeying that you see in a lot of blues, and you know, the ostracization from society, but it's searching for a place of belonging, which is a really interesting like perspective to come at, to take these stories from the blues music and sort of make them a part of this is a narrative that is familiar to a lot of, you know, black people in the 50s and maybe even now. But yeah, it's really interesting. And the, like, there's no names in this poem, so it almost feels like it could be anyone, like that anonymizing thing of, like, it could be anyone. So really interesting stuff. Okay, cool. So moving on to our next poem, which is Rip Rap by Gary Snyder. Lay down these words before your mind like rocks. Place solid by hand in choice of place. Set before the body of the mind in space and time. Solidity of bark, leaf or wall. Riprap of all things. Cobble of Milky Way, straying planets. These poems people lost ponies with dragging saddles. And the rocky surefoot trails. The world like an endless four-dimensional game of Go. Ants and pebbles in the thin loam. Each rock a word, a creek washed stone. Granite ingrained with torment of fire and weight. Crystal and sediment linked hot, all change in thoughts as well as things. So one of the things that I found really interesting about this poem, and it's a poem about putting together personal experiences, like building a tower of rocks, and like playing a game. What's interesting is it reflects that idea of beat poetry that I looked at when I was first, you know, researching beat poetry. But rather than being a beat poem about a specific experience, I mean, it is about a specific experience, but it's about the specific experience of writing poetry inspired by this generation. And so it's very much take the experiences you have in life, take every pebble you've ever kicked and turn that into the poetry. Like, it is very much that thing of the human experience turned into words, but instead it's trying to explain how to do that, and that in itself is a human experience. So yeah, it's really interesting and just like so cool, and like it doesn't even like have to necessarily say specifically what it's doing, but it's very nice and neat, but not it's good. I like it. Okay, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for coming in, enjoying what I had to offer. It's always interesting exploring a new sort of generation of poetry, a style, or even like a movement that I have no clue about, just because, like, you know, you experience so many more things by reaching out and trying to, you know, touch the world. Maybe that's corny to say, but I just think it's really interesting. Next week's episode is going to be on dialogism. I've never heard it said out loud before, but yeah, I think it's something I've seen interestingly done, and I'd be interested to find more. So thanks for coming in. Thanks. Bye.